You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Listen to this. It's kind of interesting. There's a new law that takes effect in August. Because of it, Colorado cars will soon be able to display digital license plates. Now, we've talked about this on the show before about how we kind of wish this was a thing. So instead of having to do this thing where, you know, criminals can go and scrape your stickers off your actual metal license plates, like, why don't we just have digital license plates?
So it's a little screen that displays your plate?
A digital license plate developer announced yesterday they're going to begin selling the license plates in Colorado when the bill goes into effect, which is next month. I'm just curious how this will be overseen, because I'm wondering how people won't be able to hack in and change their plate number if they break the law.
100%. You could hack in and do whatever you want on that thing. You probably could put bad words on it if you want, you know?
Oh, now see, I've always wanted a digital sign on the back of my car to share messages with people behind me.
Yeah, you can do that easy. Easy peasy now.
So anyway, stay tuned.
Do they glow at night then? That's going to be kind of distracting. Are they like backlit or? Huh. I need more information.
Overall, I think it's a good idea. I'm glad we're doing it. If they can keep some security on it, that's the only thing.
Yeah.
The Prime Minister of Britain has agreed he's going to resign. Boris Johnson is stepping down. This is big news in world politics. Boris Johnson out as Prime Minister. Dozens of his cabinet members and other government officials have been stepping down because of all the various controversies that Boris has been involved in. It finally became a little too much. As of yesterday, he had rejected the idea of resigning, and then this morning he's like, I gotta go.
Yeah, I'd give him time to go get a haircut.
Right. Have you looked in the mirror, Boris?
Yeah.
Rockies lost again to the Dodgers last night. They just can't beat the Dodgers. They'll try to do better tonight. They begin a series in Arizona. Hey, every once in a while, there's something that we all know intuitively, right? Instinctively, we know something, but science hasn't confirmed it. Well, now that applies to being hangry. There's a new study out that finally determines that, yes, being hangry is a thing. They used an app with several dozen people. They basically tracked their emotions and how hungry they felt. And what do you know? When they were hungry, they got angry.
Imagine that.
It's an actual thing.
Of course it is.
What I find interesting about this is they say it's best to try to stay out of that situation in the first place, because once you eat something, it doesn't necessarily mean your hanger is going to go away right away. Sometimes it can last a day or two. So try to stay out of, you know, keep a Snickers bar with you.
That's
or something.
Right. That's what there's a whole campaign with Snickers.
And then, ladies and men, if you're in a relationship with a dude who you might think is narcissistic, the new study says narcissistic men do not last as long in bed.
Oh, poor Gretchen.
And they're hello, pot kettle. Here's pot.
Poor Gretchen.
And they're more likely to have performance issues, too.
Oh, no.
In a way, this makes such total sense. All the guys care about, I mean, a narcissistic man only cares about himself.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense.
It sure does.
Anyway, that's a new story for you. What do you got?
If you've always wanted to own your very own dinosaur, now's your chance. Sotheby's is going to be auctioning off a fossilized skeleton of a T-Rex relative that roamed the Earth about 76 million years ago. It's going to be auctioned off in New York. The Gorgosaurus. This is one I've never heard of.
Great
name. It's a big skeleton. July 28th is when it's going up for auction. Discovered in 2018 in Montana, about 10 feet tall, 22 feet long, and you're going to have to win that Mega Millions to get it, because pre-sale estimates $5 to $8 million for the Gorgosaurus skeleton. That's pretty cool, huh? I would love to have that in my living room if I had a big old mansion. How cool is that? Who was the celebrity who bought the T-Rex head? Nicolas Cage bought the T-Rex head, didn't he?
I think that's right.
For some crazy amount of money.
So. It's all controversial anyway, because there's so many people saying that individuals, private individuals, should not be buying these things. That they should be on display in museums. But
there's a lot of them on display. So I'm not a big fan of flying. And here's another reason to keep me off of a plane. There's an Emirates flight out of Dubai that landed safely, luckily, in Australia last Friday, even though there was a giant hole in the side of it. It was an Airbus A380, if you're into plane numbers. And the hole looks like it was about 3 or 4 feet wide. I guess there was a big bang right after they took off, and the flight attendants kind of freaked out. But the pilots kept on trucking. After no alarms went off in the cockpit, the flight was about 14 hours long. And the big blowout happened about 45 minutes in. So they flew over open ocean for another 13-plus hours. The pilots figured that they blew a tire on takeoff, which turned out to be right. But I guess when it blew some stuff off the wheel and everything and put a big hole in the side of the plane and some of the fairing on it, which is for aerodynamics. But if you see the pictures of it, you're like, holy crap, this could have turned bad quickly.
So
they had no
idea.
So I was
confused when I first saw that story, because I'm thinking, you know, passengers, people would know. But when I looked at the photo, it doesn't look like it's on the fuselage. It looks like it's on...
it's just like pieces of plastic for the aerodynamics of it, right? On the side.
It looks like it's on the engine portion of it to
me. Yeah, so just like the decorative.
So it's not like somebody was flying at 35,000 feet and like sticking their hand out.
No, it's nothing like that. Nobody was getting sucked out. Whee! But still, man, that's kind of scary. So check out the photos online if you want to check that out.
You really don't like flying.
I don't. I'm not a fan. No, turbulence gets me, man.
I'm flying next week, man. I can't wait.
One of the most iconic bat suits in history is hitting the auction block, along with that dinosaur, I guess. It's the suit that George Clooney wore in the 1997 Batman and Robin. It's the bat suit with the nipples that was so controversial at the time.
How much is that going to go for?
The starting bid of $40,000 right now. Comes with a life-size posable mannequin that you can put it on. They said it includes a hyper-realistic George Clooney head on top of the mannequin. So I guess it kind of looks like George Clooney if you want to, I don't know, do naughty things to the mannequin. I don't know. Why do they got to put a George Clooney face on it? That's kind of creepy. Anyway, so that's going up for sale. What about this story about some dude named Roger Owens? He's a famous Dodger Stadium vendor, and he's been throwing peanut bags to people in the stands for almost 60 years. But now there's a problem. They have told Roger to stop tossing the bags because it's a safety issue. No. Somebody's going to get an eye poked out or something. He says he's heartbroken, but he's not going to fight the decision, although he still thinks it's ridiculous that he's not allowed to toss these bags of peanuts. He says he wants people to catch the peanuts. They feel a sense of accomplishment, and it's kind of fun, you know? My question is, if he's been doing this for 60 years, how many people has he hurt?
I think none.
None is probably the answer, right?
And the funny thing is, the Dodgers have tried this rule twice before.
Yep.
And the two times before, the fans... we're in an uproar. They're like, we want him to be able to throw the peanuts. And the Dodgers had to cave. But my guess is that they will not cave this time because of the way culture is today.
Somebody will get a peanut in the eye and they'll sue for $10 million.
Yeah, so people might be in an uproar, but we only have people to blame.
Just can't have fun anymore.
Right.
And this story real quick for people who love drinking. There's a new hangover pill that just went on sale in England. Sounds like it might actually work. It's called Miracle. It's been in the works for about 30 years. The company behind it says it's packed with two types of healthy bacteria. They got some amino acids in there, and I guess it breaks down the alcohol before it actually hits your liver. Okay, yeah. I get it. Okay, so each pill is about $1. You have to take two of them a few hours before you start drinking to prevent the hangover, and it just basically prevents you from getting drunk because it knocks out all the alcohol in your system. It doesn't make it to your liver, doesn't make it to your bloodstream, blah blah blah. So you like this? Good idea.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah,
you can still get drunk off it, you just have to drink more.
Yeah, which would cost you more. So they,
but if you're
they
a
probably
social
have thought
drinker
correctly here, yeah, that for most people this will work.
Like you go to a concert and you're like, I still gotta drive home, but I want a couple beers, I'll pop a couple pills, the alcohol will dissolve, and life goes on.
Interesting.
It works. It's very cool. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted two things you can check out on there this morning. If you haven't heard, Pringles is trying to rename a type of spider because it looks just like the Pringles logo. Like the little guy with the mustache.
I gotta
see it. The spider is called the Kidney Garden Spider. But they have launched a petition to rename it the Pringles Spider, so check that out. And the second story is this nerd. A Pepsi fan has broken the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of Pepsi cans. 12,402 Pepsi cans from around the world. And they're all different, I guess. But that's his thing.
There have been 12,000 different Pepsi cans?
And the pictures and everything are quite impressive. Yeah, I had no idea. But I don't know. He looks awfully single to me. So anyway, check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.